Thank you. This one doesn't go up and down. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you've brought us together in the name of Jesus.
天上的父，我们感谢你又让我们在一起。
We ask that you would reveal yourself through the Word of God, the Bible.
我们在这里祷告，求主你的圣灵向我们启示你自己的话语。
Lord Jesus, please teach us and lead us and guide us in your way.
我们的主耶稣，我们也求你真实引领我们，真实开启我们，真实带领我们。
I pray that our heart's desire would be that we might know you more than we ever have before.
我们也祷告，求主让我们的心渴慕，更加的认识。
Be glorified in our time together in Jesus' name.
求主荣耀我们这段与你的时间。 我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. This is Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 through 11.
腓立比书三章，第八节到十一节。
The Apostle Paul is speaking to the Philippian church.
保罗，使徒保罗向腓立比教会，当年的腓立比教会，传道。
The book of Philippians is a great book of encouragement.
这本腓立比书在圣经中是一个非常鼓舞人心的一本书。
I often go to the book of Philippians to be encouraged when I need it.
当我自己需要的时候，我也常常看腓立比书，求神鼓舞我的信心。
Let's read it. I continue to count everything as loss because of the one supreme value, namely a personal knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For him, I did, in fact, lose everything, but I consider it all as unspeakable filth for the goal of gaining Christ and of being found in him, not with my own righteousness earned by keeping the law, but with God's righteousness given through faith in Christ. The righteousness that is given by God and is obtained through faith. Yes, I consider everything as unspeakable filth for the goal of knowing Christ in the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his sufferings, continually conforming myself to his death in the hope of attaining the resurrection from among the dead.
这是一段很重要的经文，请大家注意听。 腓立比书三章第八节到十一节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不但有自己因律法而得的义。 乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我们认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。So
knowing Christ, today we're talking about two main things: simplify our lives and surrender our lives.
今天我要跟大家讲的主题是认识耶稣。认识耶稣其中有两个重要的点，第一个就是简化我们的生活，第二个就是把我们的生活顺服主耶稣。Is
your life simple or is your life very, very busy?
你们有没有想过你们现在的生活 是非常的简单，还是非常的忙碌？
I suspect you're like me, and you're very, very busy.
我想大家可能跟我一样啊，你们的生活可能是非常的忙碌。
I think the Apostle Paul was very busy.
我想使徒保罗当年也是非常非常的忙。
I think he also was able to know Jesus Christ fully.
我想他当年也是完全能够认识主耶稣基督。
So when I say simplify our lives, I'm speaking of reprioritizing our lives so we might know Christ more.
我说简化我们的生活，意思就是说要让我们安排我们的生活次序，让耶稣基督作为我们生活的头等大事。
And to know Christ is not just to know about him.
认识耶稣不是仅仅的认识他的外表。
Certainly Paul knew all about Jesus.
当年的使徒是真正的认识耶稣基督的内心。
He was not just more, it was not just religion to him. It was a relationship with Jesus.
使徒保罗当年没有把信耶稣当作一个宗教的义务，而是当作与天发生一个真实的生命关系。
It was not just a religious experience, but an actual time with Jesus, moment by moment.
对保罗来说，他的信仰不是一个宗教的经历，而是每天日常生活中跟主的个人关系。
Can you just think for a moment about the relationship you have with your best friend, maybe your spouse or your children or grandchildren?
能不能大家想象一下，你和你最好的朋友，或者你的配偶，或者你的孩子，那种个人的、私人的关系。
Especially when, let's see, your heart is just so in love with this other person.
比如说你的心非常的爱一个人。
Your heart's desire is to be with them all the time.
你心里愿望希望你常常能够跟他在一起。
So you don't want to just know about this person, you want to know them more.
你不希望仅仅是认识他，而是想更深的了解他。
Have you ever had that friend where you could just look at them and you could laugh with joy, knowing that they know what you're thinking?
你们中间有没有这样的朋友啊？他有朋友，他可以从他的微笑谈吐中就可以知道他自己的内心。
It makes you smile and fills you with great joy.
跟这种朋友在一起，你会觉得里面有高兴、喜乐。
I see it here often in this church.
我在这个教会观察到。
We have the meal together downstairs, and then people start talking.
我们有免费的午餐在下面，大家常常借着午餐有交流。
And they talk, and they talk, and they talk, and they smile, and they talk, and they laugh, and they talk.
他们又说又笑又谈吐，谈吐了又笑又吃。
You would do this all day, every day. I really believe that.
我相信你们每天都在重复这件事情。
Because our common thread is Jesus. He fills our hearts together as one.
我们当中的所有的连接就是因为主耶稣把我们连接在一起。
It's the Lord Jesus we want to know more in each other.
是因为主耶稣在我们中间，所以我们想互相的认识大家更多。
This picture here, it should warm your heart because it's a beautiful picture.
这是一张非常美丽的图画，可以看到我们看到这张图画使我们非常的温馨。
There's times when you're at work, maybe, or at home working, and you don't look up.
常常我们无论是在家或者在工作的时候，我们没有向天观看。
I was at work in my office at Westwood, and I pulled up the curtains, and this is what I saw.
当年我在 Westwood 办公室的时候，我愿意把窗帘打开，有时常常仰望天空，这就是当时我办公室窗外的天空图像。
Probably 20 years ago.
当年差不多有20年前了。
It blew me away. It was so amazing to me to see this sunset.
它给我当时很大的鼓励，看到这个日落，让我心情非常的开阔。
I would have missed it had I not pulled up the curtain.
如果我当时没有把我窗帘打开，我就没有这个福气看到这么美的日落的美景。
Today I want us to think about knowing Christ and let's pull up that curtain so we can see him more.
我今天就跟大家讲，希望我们把我们生活中的窗帘打开，能够看到耶稣基督的美。
He is the exact representation of God the Father.
他是唯一的真正的上帝天在地上的化身。
He is glorious and brilliant and lovely.
他是上帝无比的荣耀和光辉在地上的照耀。
This is a play on words, but that's why it's a sunrise and a sunset, maybe.
所以这英文就是将日落日出来表现神的荣耀。
The sun is reflected, the Lord Jesus.
太阳代表着耶稣的荣耀。
These four principles are in the verses today.
今天我要跟大家分享刚刚我们读的这段经文里面的四个重点。
Knowing Christ,
认识耶稣，认识基督。
And you can just read them. In the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and conforming myself to his death.
如何能够真正的认识基督要在他复活的大能中认识他，要在他受苦的患难的交通中认识他，要在他的死来跟他联合来认识他。
So the first part is knowing Christ.
第一个我要跟大家分享重点就是认识基督。
This is not just knowing about him, but knowing him intimately.
我讲的认识耶稣不是认识他的外表，不是认识他的道理，而是认识他真正的性情。
Knowing him closer, having a richer, more abundant personal experience in the Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫真正认识他的内心？是要你更深、更丰富、更有个人的关系，跟耶稣有这样个人的关系，这才叫认识耶稣。
The Apostle Paul knew about God from the Scriptures.
保罗使徒毫无疑问，他从圣经中明白认识耶稣。
On the road to Damascus, he met Jesus face to face.
他在到大马士革的路程中，他面对面的看见了耶稣。
That changed his life forever.
这个看见跟他圣经中的看见不一样，这个看见完全改变了他的生命。
He did not go to seminary to study more about God.
保罗没有到神学院去学习耶稣。
He realized Jesus was revealed in the scriptures.
他相信耶稣基督把他自己启示在这本圣经中。
And he spent personal time with Jesus while the Lord was with him and revealing himself to him.
他花了大量的时间在读经中来认识耶稣基督要向他启示的话。
If it's a richer, more abundant personal experience, I got to thinking about what the Lord would have had for breakfast today.
如果我们思想这段话丰富这个很多样的和耶稣基督个人的这个交通，我们可以想想早上的早餐。
As I was trying to apply my own sermon, I was sitting at breakfast this morning, actually before I even made breakfast. I said, Lord, you're with me. What should you have?
今天早上、当我吃准备早餐的时候，我也在思想我今天要跟大家讲的这个题目。我问主、你要我讲什么？
I'm not kidding. I really said, Lord Jesus, what should we have for breakfast?
我甚至为我的早餐也向主写上献上祷告，问主今天早上我们应该吃什么。
And this is what he said.
这个就是主说的。今天早上因为你讲到，可能多吃点啊。
That's jelly on the toast. It's not burned.
啊，这是那个啊，这是他那个点心蛋糕上面的鸡蛋啊，很丰富，很 rich.
And blueberries on the side.
也有这个蓝莓在边上。
And you'll notice there's three yolks, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
这早餐下做的圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体三明治。
So, here's my challenge to you. You will probably have food today.
这是我向你们的挑战，你们相信也有今天吃过早餐。
I spent my breakfast talking to the Lord about what I was having.
我在、吃早餐的时候，我常常跟主祷告。
It suddenly turned into a worship service.
突然神就让我的早餐变成我向主的敬拜。
I thought, first of all, I have food.
首先我就感谢神，他赐给我食物。
I have the ability to make it.
我也感谢神给我有这样的能力手艺来做这个早餐。
I had abundance, there was so much to pick from.
我也感谢神我家里丰富，可以让我来挑选各种各样的材料来制造这个早餐。
I began thanking the Lord for the appliances, the stove, the refrigeration.
我也感谢主让我的厨房有各种各样的炊具，让我可以把这些食品变成丰富的早餐。
I was grateful that it didn't taste like manna.
我也感谢主啊，我做的早餐比当年以色列人在旷野吃的单调无味的玛纳要味道好多了。
All these good tastes, and I'm not even a good cook.
这个早餐非常的美味啊，虽然我自己不是一个很好的厨师。
It was delicious, and we spent time together.During breakfast.
这个早餐非常好，我们全家围着这个餐桌来享受上帝所赐给我们的早餐。
It didn't end there.
没有完，早餐吃完了还没有完。
On my way to church, I started doing the same thing.
当我开车从家里到教会的时候，我同样在跟神祷告。
I started looking around at people at the traffic light.
我在开车的时候，在红灯停下来的时候，我观看四周的人群。
I'm not sure if they were going to church, but they looked kind of sad.
我看到我周围很多人，我不知道他们今天早上是不是去教会，但是我看到他们很多人的脸色不是很好。
Maybe it was a bad sermon. I don't know.
也可能他们刚刚听完一个不好的讲道回来了。
I looked around at all the technology and all that we have. We're so blessed.
我也看着周围我们所有的高科技啊，我觉得我们很蒙福。
I realized I need to invite Jesus into every aspect of my daily life more.
我看到这一切，我更觉得我应该邀请主耶稣进入到我生活的每一个层面。
This might change the way you have meals, just the way you reflected on the communion. Maybe we should reflect as a family around the table and give thanks for different things that we see God has provided.
因着这些，你可以啊，想把这些对主的感觉应用到你的早餐中啊。实际上，就像我们刚刚领圣餐一样啊，让我们吃每一顿饭都献上我们的感谢。献上我们的敬拜。
Maybe this shouldn't just happen during prayer before the meal, but actually during the meal, we give thanks.
不一定我们就仅仅做到饭前的祷告，我们在吃饭中也从我们的心内发出感谢和祷告。
When I position myself with a thankful, grateful heart, it changes my attitude in my life.
当我自己把这种对神的敬拜和感谢放在我的内心深处的时候，它完全改变了我跟耶稣的关系。
I see the Lord in things that I didn't see Him in before.
从那以后，我认识耶稣超过我以前所明白的耶稣。
So it was fun having breakfast with Jesus.
所以每天早晨早饭跟主耶稣一起吃是非常非常有趣的。
Paul said that I may know him, experientially know him, intimately, closely know him.
保罗说，我可能会从里面经历中认识这位耶稣。
I ask the question, what in this world satisfies?
我要问一个问题，这个世界上你能够得到最满足的是什么？
Really, is there anything that's more filling than being with Jesus?
难道有任何一件事物在这件事情世界中让我们比得到耶稣更满足的吗？
We might say that, oh, you can't do that all the time.
我们可能可以说啊，你可能跟耶稣的关系不能每天都持续这样。
But I think it's because we haven't tried it.
但是我想，因为你我都没有试过。
Second question, do you have Christ Jesus as your Lord?
第二个问题就是，你有没有真正把你信的耶稣当成你自己的主？
Paul was saying, you have nothing unless you have Christ.
保罗告诉我们，除非你有耶稣，否则你一无所有。
Paul was a very accomplished person before he was a Christian.
保罗在成为基督徒之前，他是一个非常有才华的年轻人。
His family, his heredity,
他的家族啊，他的遗传都是非常非常有地位的。
He was taught by the very best scholars.
他是受到当年最高等的教育。
He was full of success and zeal for what he did.
他充满着成功，他也有一个想为上帝服务的热情。
He was even good at persecuting the church before becoming a Christian.
甚至他当年啊，真是也是因着他自己的热情来破坏教会。
But Jesus grabbed a hold of him.
但是耶稣把他完全改变。
Jesus changed his life forever.
耶稣把他的生命永远的改变了。
We are very busy in life, very busy. To simplify our lives and know Christ, we must continually learn.We may have everything, but we really have nothing until we're content with Jesus Christ alone.
在这个时代中，我们知道我们非常的忙碌啊，要简化我们的生活，让我们有更多的时间来认识耶稣。我们必须啊，来继续的来这。We have really have nothing until 啊，我们要慢慢的。知道我们如果没有耶稣，我们几乎没有得到没有得到世界上的任何东西，也没有认识到世界上的任何事情，除非你认识耶稣。
And it's not having everything plus Jesus.
认识耶稣不是你有了很多东西以外，再加上耶稣，锦上添花。
It's upside down.Everything we have is because of Jesus.
反过来，因为耶稣是我们的基石，所有的我们生活生命的意义都建立在认识耶稣这个磐石上。
And if everything is from Jesus, then everything is for Jesus.
如果所有的事情都是来自耶稣，我们应该认识所有的事情应该为着耶稣。
The Bible says,Our life is like a cloud, a vapor.
圣经上说，我们的人生像一片出现少时就消失的乌云。
The cloud is here one day and gone the next.
这片乌云可能出现今天，明天就没有了。
Remember when it was summer about a week and a half ago?
大家记住差不多四天前的我们这里的夏天。
I think it's coming again.
可能还会来啊，高温大概到几高温。
We need Jesus. We need to know Jesus more closer.
我们实在啊。要知道我们应该认识这位耶稣越来越深。
In the second book to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul again writes this, But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Let me read that again. Your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.That's
2 Corinthians 11:3. 我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡计诱惑了夏娃一样。
Remember, Eve was walking with God at that time.
大家记得在创世纪的伊甸园，当年的夏娃是与神同行的。
Adam and Eve were together and blameless.
当年的夏娃和亚当是毫无指责，完全向神。
And Satan comes along and divides God from his creation.
撒旦来到他们中间，把亚当、夏娃和神分开。
So I see it's important for us to get back to the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
所以我觉得神拯救我们要回到当年亚当夏娃跟神的那些单纯和纯洁的私人关系。
It's not hard. It's love God with all of your heart.
其实说起来也并不困难，就是全心全意爱主你的神。
That means reprioritizing our lives, though.
这就是说，在我们生活中，看看哪一些事情是我们的重点。
I know we are all very busy and we strive for excellence.
我知道我们每个人都非常的忙啊，我们每个人都在追求成功。
I'm saying we should invite Jesus into that striving. Invite him in.
我觉得我们应该邀请耶稣放在我们的生活中，跟我们一起来追求。
And let him take control of what it is that we're working on.
不但如此，也要让他们，要让他自己来掌管和控制我们生活的每一个方面。
If what we're working on is of the Lord, it will bring great results.
如果我们这样子啊，把神放在我们的首位，我们自然而然就会把我们的成功归给神的荣耀。
If it is not of the Lord, it will move us away from the simplicity and purity of devotion.
如果我们不是为着神，我们的生活就会慢慢把我们偏离开单纯和纯洁的这个跟神的关系。
That is a modern day equivalent of what we would call an idol, idolatry.
这个就是现在这个时候我们圣经上所说的偶像。
I want to reminisce for just a moment about this building when I was preaching here before.
我想跟大家介绍一下，在我这个这个建筑在这个教会给你们之前，我在这里当牧师 在这里的讲道。
In the summer, I would arrive early and open the doors so it would cool down.
当夏天很炎热的时候，因为这个房间没有空调，所以我必须早到，把前后门都打开，让空气流通，温度下降。
In the winter, I would come early and turn on the heaters and warm up the building because it was freezing.
因为冬天很冷的时候，我又必须早来，把所有的暖气先打开，让这个房子的温度升高。
And I even mopped up the floor downstairs when the pipes burst because they froze.
我甚至有一次因为这个天气寒冷，楼下的水管冻了爆裂，所以我拿着拖把要把水拖干净来清洁。
I would make sure the technology was working, the speakers and the sound system.
You're very busy. 我还要找来把所有的这个音响系统，这个整个摄像系统都要让他知道在一个工作啊。
And maybe someone left something in a garbage can that kind of smelled.
当年我们教会也可能有弟兄姊妹把一些容易变坏的食物放在垃圾桶里，产生臭味。
I would even get out the vacuum and vacuum the steps outside.
我甚至常常拿着吸尘器到外面，甚至在外面的楼梯我也要清理让弟兄姊妹能够感到这个很高兴的进来。
As you can see, I was not very good at delegating.
Delegating?
Delegate, telling other people what to do.
是。你看我不太善于去使唤人家来做很多的事情我就一个人包办了。
But I found great joy in preparing the church for our meetings.
但是告诉大家在我准备的每一刻每一分钟我充满了喜乐因为主与我同在。
I thought it was a really good thing to do.
我觉得作为一个教会的领导人应该把这些事情作为一个享受来做。
In retrospect, I believe I should have spent more time in prayer and in preparing my sermons.
相反，我也知道我应该花更多的时间来祷告，为着我的讲道准备。
It was still a good thing, but it could have been done different and maybe better.
当然，我也可能用其他的方式，其他的方式来准备。
When I find myself doing things instead of spending time with God's people, I hear the Lord saying, "Don't do that."
当我在做这些杂物的时候，我有时候当我讲到面对着这些会众的时候，我觉得神跟我说应该看重跟弟兄姊妹的讲道。不要花太多时间做这些杂物。
I try to do the same thing with my wife and my children and my friends. To spend time with them instead of just doing things.
我也把这个原则用在我的生活上。我不仅仅是家里做这样那样的事情，而是花很多的具体时间和我的妻子和我的女儿做个人的交通。
There's nothing better than spending that time together.
没有更好的事情让我们家庭在一起花时间。
But it's made best when the Lord is the center of that.
更好的就是在我们家庭在一起的时间弟兄姊妹在一起的时间神在我们中间那个交通是最好的。
To review quickly, simplifying our lives means we push stuff away from our lives that keep us from the Lord.
我们重新来温习一下我们什么叫简化我们的生活？简化我们的生活就是把生活中有些不必要、不重要的事情先把它挪开。
And it means lifting that curtain so you can see the sunrise or sunset.
就像那样图片，你要把那个窗帘拿开，生活中那些不重要的事情你拿开，你才能看到那个天空，才能看到耶稣。
The Lord is there.But sometimes the curtain is down.
神在我们生活中无所无时不在，但是我们常常把我们的窗帘关上，我们在家中看不到他。
So the first part was knowing Christ now in the power of his resurrection.
第二点就是他复活的大能。
I came to Philippians 4:13 where it says I can do all things through him who strengthens me or through Christ who strengthens me.
腓立比书4:13,我就讲就是因着耶稣我可以做任何的事情。
We many of us know these verses.
我想我们大家都知道这段经文。
But as a young Christian, I had it backwards.
当我是年轻刚刚信主的时候，我对这段经文的理解却是相反的。
I would say I can do all things, and I'll take Jesus along with me.
我年轻时候出来侍奉主的时候，我认为我自己可以做任何事情，只要把耶稣放在这里。 就是来祝福我的施工。
The Lord is so polite and so patient with me.
我们的主常常非常耐心，也非常有礼貌。
I can't imagine him folding his arms like this, going,
oh. 即使这样，我要求他来祝福我的施工，我也很难想象，因为我们的主非常的有爱心，我很难想象他就像一个。 一个很凶的法官一样来监督我的施工。
I see it more like a smile that says, "Oh, let's see how he gets himself out of this one."
相反的那个图像是好像耶稣带着微笑跟我说，好，让我们来一起看看这个施工的结果。
Pain is a great teacher.
常常痛苦是我们最好的老师。
When I do things in Christ, it's not just better, it's just right.
当我在耶稣基督里面侍奉，我就发觉不仅是对，而且是非常好。So,
the fellowship of his sufferings.
第三点，我们要跟主的受苦常常有连接。
This does not mean that we put ourselves through the same things that Jesus experienced on purpose.
这并不是说我们要像主一样，真是像他上十字架那样来受那个苦。
It's not that we make our lives harder and are hard on ourselves and take ourselves down.
也不是刻意来寻求苦，也。 不是刻意来找苦来吃，来把我们自己来降卑。
I think many of you really understand what I'm saying here.
我想你们大部分人应该明白我的意思。
My wife and I were so excited but so sad on Friday night.
我和我的太太对礼拜五晚上聚会非常向往。 但是呢，也是非常失望。
We heard the adults upstairs were having a testimony time.
You mean last Friday?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah. 上个礼拜我听到楼上弟兄姊妹在做很美好的见证。
We love testimony time.
我们下面听到了，我非常喜爱听见证。
But we don't speak any Chinese at all.
可惜我们不会说中文。Someday. So you are in Chinese church.
I'm very patient. The fellowship of his suffering, I just want us to think of this. Those fishers didn't show up. All right. That's odd. I had pictures there. This is what I want you to picture. There were three pictures here.
这里现在看不出来，应该是有三张图片，但是我现在来要求你们发挥你们的想象力。
There were pictures of my dad in Normandy, France in
1994。第一张的照片是我父亲在诺曼底登陆的时候，二次大战的时候，诺曼底登陆的美军士兵的照片。
My dad was.
Yes, he's not here. It's very particular. This is very precious picture.
I'll see if I can get him, but I don't know where they went. Honestly, he was a paratrooper on D-Day in 1944.
Oh, 他是美国的空降伞兵部队在1944年。
On the 50th anniversary, he jumped again when he was 72.
当他50周年的时候，当他伞兵50周年的时候，72岁的时候，他又从空中跳了。In the same place?
Yes.
他走到诺曼底再一次空降，来纪念他第一次空降的50周年。
And the picture to the right, if you look carefully, was a woman who was liberated from right there where my dad was.
那张照片你们可以想象，他有张照片今天没放出来，就是他父亲空降的时候，当时有一个被解放的妇女站在边上。
So my dad was wearing his uniform, he jumped in.
我的父亲当时穿着空军的军服。
And this lady has given him a big kiss on the cheek.
当时那个被解放的妇女在亲吻我父亲。
Because they had been oppressed by the Nazis.
因为当时那些妇女们正在受到法西斯的镇压。
And my dad's the military, they helped liberate them, set them free.
当时美军登陆以后，就把这些妇女从希特勒的手下解放出来。
The next picture was 10 years later on the 60th anniversary.
第二张照片就是我父亲60岁的纪念日。
It was a little boy that had met my dad 10 years earlier.
当时就是照片上就是一个十年前遇到我父亲的一个男孩子。
He was now a teenager.
到了他父亲60周年生日的时候，那个孩子已经变成了一个青少年，还空降60周年是他的一个已经进入青少年。
He held the picture of my dad and him from 10 years earlier.
这个孩子当时拿着他父亲空降时候的照片在他60周年空降以后60周年来拿给他父亲看。
The boy was there with his father.
当时那个孩子跟着他的父亲在一起。
I got to take this picture.
我说
I took the picture.
所以我当时因为这个情况，我就当时给他们拍了一张照片。
The people were so grateful, tears running down their cheeks.
看得出来，当时他们父子两个都非常对我父亲表示了感恩的心、感谢的心，他们当时脸上还流着泪水。
You know what it's like to go through very hard things.
你们知道，当人经过那个最苦难的时候，他的心情是如何的。
When you think there's no help,
当你已经看到绝望的时候，
but there's God.
神在生活中出现了，
and he's there.
神就在那里，
and he cares.
他关心关爱着我们，
and he will make an eternity of difference.
他能够把所有的危机变成转机。
The final picture was my dad signing autographs.
最后一个照片就是我的父亲在签字。
It's a great picture. I started calling him Elvis.
Elvis? 那个照片很有趣，我也喜欢那张照片，把它叫成猫王。
Everywhere we went, he was signing autographs.
他无论他到哪里，他都签字猫王是不是这个 baseball 歌星高兴他爸爸变成歌星，到哪里都要签字，人家要他签字。Sorry, I don't know.
He would sign autographs. They would give us beers.
他给人签字，人家送给他啤酒。
We drank from 9 in the morning till 3 in the morning the next day.
那个啤酒足够我们从早上9点钟喝到第二天的3点钟。
There's not many pictures from that.
我没有，我可能当时已经醉了，不能照相了，所以没有留下喝啤酒的照片。
It was one of the most precious times I've ever had with my dad.
这是我和我父亲最珍贵的时间之一。
We went to a tree in St. Marie du Mont. St. Marie du Mont.
Saint-Marie-Dumont in France.
Yep.
Saint-Marie-Dumont,法国, 我跟我父亲去到了那边去看了一棵大树。
He pointed at this tree.
他当时把这棵树指给我看。
He said, this is where I landed.
他告诉当年我空降在诺曼底的时候就是这个树现在的地方。
The colonel we were with started digging at the base of the tree.
当时的长官就是让我们下降以后就挖这个树。
He dug up a bottle of wine.
他在树下竟然挖出了一瓶葡萄酒。
But it's not wine.
但是那不是葡萄酒。
It's airplane fuel.
是飞机上的燃料。
There, woo, wow.
Yeah,
you could feel it a mile away.
这个燃料的这个气味很大，甚至在几里外都可以闻到。
But his family was liberated from my dad's group.
当时那家人家就是因着我父亲那个小组得到解放。
So we popped the cork out, each had a drink, put the cork back in, and put it back in the dirt and covered it.
Oh, that's a real wine?
It's called Calvados. It's a fruit wine, but it's very potent. Calvados.
他们就一起喝了那瓶酒，把那个酒就埋回那个当时挖出树那个地方，汽油瓶的那个地方，把真正的酒埋下去了。
It's about 180 proof.
180 proof.
180 proof.
哇，很高，180度，180度。谁吃过啊？
The fellowship we had together was so sweet.
当年我们跟他们在一起的交通是非常非常的美好。
Those people were so grateful for what the soldiers had done.
当时那些法国人对我们美国士兵的感谢是非常非常的感恩。
I started thinking about the fellowship of the sufferings.
所以我因着这件事情来想，我们跟主的苦难有交通。
I started thinking about you, our church.
我同时也想到你们，想到我们的教会。
The hardships we've been through and difficulties we faced.
当我们生活中、侍奉中碰到困难和难处的时候，
things that broke us down to the very core.
甚至有的时候让我们整个人都崩溃的时候。
And I thought also how the love here builds one another up.
使我常常想到这里教会他们的爱让我能够重新站立起来，刚强起来。
And how you lift one another by sharing these stories.
我感到你们中间分享，大家一起鼓励来分享这个故事。
You share these stories over meals, and that's good.
你们甚至在吃饭的时候都在分享这个美好的。
The Lord is there in that meal.
我觉得主耶稣也在我们吃饭的时候同在，吃中餐的时候同在。
He comforts us with food. It's a good thing.
他用中餐来安慰我们。
Conforming myself to his death.
让我自己真是认同于耶稣的死。
We train our students in our student ministry to be able to preach, pray, or die at a moment's notice.
我们训练我们的学生幼师来训练他们training 他们为主受苦，为主而死。
That may seem harsh, but it's not.
听上去非常的有挑战性，但实际上不是。
We teach to share your faith in 1 minute.
我们训练我们的年轻人在一分钟之内来增长我们的信心。
Inside of 1 minute, you can say 3 things quickly.
在一分钟里面，我可以教他们说三件事情。
You can say what life was like before you knew Jesus.
第一件事情就是你们在认识耶稣之前，你们是怎么样的生活？
Then how you came to trust and believe in Jesus?
然后 你们认识的你们怎样认识耶稣的。
And then share what God is doing in your life today.
然后你们可以想象你们今天认识耶稣以后你们生活有什么变化。
We call that our one-minute testimony.
我们把这三个问题的试验称为是一分钟的考试。
It's amazing how many times we've had the privilege of sharing that with people because we're ready.
其实有很多的时候我们有机会来跟大家宣传传讲这个一分钟的见证。
And in knowing Christ and walking with Him, you're always ready to share.
认识耶稣与耶稣同行，你随时随地可以为主做见证。
So preach.Pray, which is obvious, we pray, but dying is just dying to self, putting God and the Lord's work first.
为主传道为主祷告还有为主而死，实际上是让我们里面的老我能够定时之下死掉。
I'll end with this thought regarding prayer.Alex T is at the Air Force Academy.
我想用最后这个小小的见证来结束我的今天的讲道。我想今天来谈到就是奔登就是何丽坚和铁红他们的孩子，他现在正在空军学院报道。
And we prayed that he would find a good fellowship group, a good Christian fellowship group.
我们在他走之前为他祷告，希望他在空军学院找到一个好的基督徒的团契。
Not only did he find a good fellowship group, but he found someone from Tumwater.
结果他就发现，在他们空军学院里不但他找到了很好的基督徒团契，并且发现其中有一个基督徒是从 Tumwater 来，就是我们这里的 Olympia 的他的老乡。
And I believe his family goes to Westwood.
而且这位基督徒的父母亲他们去 Westwood 教会敬拜。
And Nancy, my wife, is the registrar that he graduated from the high school, so she knows this person real well.
这位学生是我太太 Nancy 学校里毕业的所以 Nancy 也知道他，认识他。
This is a great comfort to the family and a real encouragement to Alex.
这个对两家都是一个很大的安慰，特别是对登登有更大的鼓励。神听了祷告。
I want us to think more this way in everything we do, that we invite Jesus into every event in our lives.
我在回想这些所有的事情，我在觉得我们应该把耶稣邀请到我们生活的各个方面。
You don't have to think about the Trinity in your eggs.
你不用完全理解三位一体的真理。
But you can thank God for what He's given us.
但是你可以很简单的来感谢神所带领你到今天所做的一切。
And also say, Lord, what else can I do with this?
然后你可以跟神说，因着这些你给我的恩典，我能为你做什么？
He's given us what we have.To build his kingdom.
神会把这一切都给我们，让我们用这一切来建造他的国度。
And we experience a closeness with Jesus when we let him affect every area of our lives.
如果我们让基督耶稣进入我们生活的每一个层面，我们就会发觉我们会跟主越来越亲近。
So, knowing Christ, we simplify our lives, we surrender our lives, and we say no to myself and yes to God.
认识耶稣三个方面，第一个就是简化我们的生活，第二个把我们的生活顺服基督，第三个就是让基督做我们的主，而不是我们自己做我们的主。
This sounds so easy.
看起来好像很容易。
But we're very, very busy people.
但是因为我们是非常非常忙的，看起来就不太容易了。
Something has to give.
所以我们必须要有些事情发生在我们身上。
So we pray.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
然后我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your gracious goodness to us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你所有的这些恩典和好处。
We thank you for the invitation to know you more.
我们感谢你发出邀请，让我们更加的认识你。
There are so many things pulling our attention away from you and into this world.
当今这个世界夺取了我们很多的注意力。
Give us strength and discipline to be able to figure these things out.
给我们力量给我们真是意志能够抵挡这些引诱。
Like the Apostle Paul, may you be our focus, may you be our joy.
就像当年的保罗，让你成为我们的焦点，让你成为我们的中心。
May we invite you into our breakfast, our lunches, and our dinners.
我们真是邀请你进入我们的早餐、我们的中餐、我们的晚餐。
May we invite you into our parenting and our education.
也邀请你进入我们的亲子关系，也进入我们对孩子的教育。
May you be the leader in our studies and the focal point of our work.
也求你成为我们学习的中心，我们工作的焦点。
Lord, we're going to need reminders from you. We will need reminders about this.
我们自己不能做这些事情。
So every time we have some food, please remind us.
求主帮助我们想起，当我们每次在吃饭的时候。
You're there at the table with us.
你坐在我们坐餐桌的另一边。
And you made all this really good food.
因为是你造成造成了你赐给我们这桌上的早餐。
May this not be about us, but be all about you.
所有这些都是荣耀，都是你的。
Help us this week, Lord Jesus.
帮助我们在这个星期里面。
Help us as we celebrate Fourth of July.
当我们在庆祝这个国庆节的时候，也求主你与我们同在，帮助我们。
It's called Independence Day, but we want to be more dependent on you.
虽然这个叫做是独立节，但是我们更加借着这个独立节，让我们能够更加的靠你。
Many people in our community are running around celebrating.
我们这个社区在国庆节的时候到处奔跑。
Use us to show your love and your care.
求主使用我们向周围的人表达你的爱。
Give us boldness to create friendships and to share the love of Jesus.
给我们勇气向周围的人来建立友谊。
Help us to start our day in the Word of God.
帮助我们在每一天开始的时候在你的话中开始。
And rejoice that you're there at the table with us.
让我们在喜乐中，在喜乐中与你同桌，与你同餐。
That we may know you more, Lord Jesus.
让我们在生活中更加的认识你。
Be glorified in our lives now in Jesus' name.
借着我们的生活，荣耀你的名，祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.